Welcome back to the Homeschool Advantage Podcast. I'm your host, Bex Buzzy. Today's guest is Kara Beth. Kara Beth is a consultant at Homeworks by Precept, where they provide homeschool community with the best textbooks and resources available. Homeworks consultants are veteran homeschool moms available to help equip parents to give their children a strong Christian homeschool education. Their goal is to equip parents with the tools needed to produce strong, creative, and engaged learners. Written within the framework of a biblical worldview, their products teach students how to think critically so they can become lifelong problem solvers. They believe that every child deserves a successful homeschool experience, and they are committed to working with you year-round to make sure that your students are thriving. In this episode, we talk about how their curriculum can be modified and catered for any learning challenge. Plenty of moms who have learning challenges homeschool their kids with BJU Press homeschool curriculum. Also, moms who don't think they are qualified or too busy to homeschool can homeschool with their curriculum. Lastly, how their video lessons have helped many working moms have the option to homeschool. So go grab your coffee, go grab your tea and a pen and paper, because you're not going to want to miss what Kara Beth has to say. Let's get into the podcast. Say hello to our guests and tell us, what is a fun fact about your industry that will really surprise our listeners?
So as a Homeworks consultant, which is what I am, when you purchase BJU Press homeschool curriculum through me, you have my help year-round to navigate the curriculum, and I also offer discounts every day of the year.
Wow, every day of the year. That's amazing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep, wow. And a minimum of 10% off. Yep.
Whoa, how do you keep up with all this? Oh <my God. laughs> That's amazing. Very cool. Okay, so why don't we get into the focus of your work? So what is the focus of your work?
So I'm a year-round consultant, and specifically for BJU Press homeschool materials. I place orders. I answer all of the burning questions about BJU Press homeschool. I also offer curriculum guidance before and during each of my customers' homeschool years on an as-needed basis. So I am there for encouragement. I'm there to be available for any of the big or the little questions. I'm also here for as little as needed or as, you know, as large as something about how to modify the curriculum, or something as small as like, I can't find something within the curriculum. Can you please point me in the right direction? So I do a lot of all of that. For my customers who are nearby, I host in-person events where you can request to see specific BJU Press homeschool materials and also see full curriculum displays. I also do things for my customers who are far away, in the sense that I will do as much as I can to show them the materials without having to have them come to me. So I get to bring transparency and aid them in seeing what the materials are like and get a real understanding before they make that initial purchase. I'm also here for all of my customers to answer all of their questions, to help them utilize the curriculum in a catered way, and to help their children thrive in their homeschool journey. So, and again, not only that, I also get them the best pricing possible. So they get all of that, plus they get a discount on top of that, which is, you know, a lot of times people are like, what? That's crazy.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit more about BJU Press.
Okay. So BJU Press homeschool is a Christian homeschool curriculum. The curriculum is based on biblical worldview, critical thinking skills, and it's pre-K all the way through 12th grade. And it's every core subject that you can think of. They offer all of that and then some. They do offer some really great Bible curriculum as well, but they're like the classic of homeschool, if you will. Like they've been around forever, and a lot of people love them.
Oh, that's so cool. That's so cool. So now with so many of the learning challenges that are out there and everything, does BJU Press have like something, you know, to help with those type of learning challenges and everything?
So basically the curriculum itself, it's It can be modified and catered for any learning challenge. So plenty of moms who have children with learning challenges homeschool with this curriculum specifically. We see it a lot. So there are resources for every learning style within the curriculum, whether your child needs hands-on, something visual, something that's auditory, or if they just are simply read and write learners, you'll find that the curriculum has everything that you need. There's video lessons, e-textbooks with Audible option, experiments, activities, writing assignments. There's literally something for every learner. And the beauty of it also is that you can move as fast or slow as you need to as well. Even with the online video lessons, you get a minimum of 20 months to utilize the videos, which is almost 2 years. Yeah.
That's huge. Wow. Yes. Wow. That's really huge. So where can people like connect with you, and like, what's your specific role in BJU Press?
So I am
a consultant.
Yes. So I'm a homeworks consultant. And so we're a part of a third party company, basically. So we're not direct to BJU, but we are a company that partners with BJU and only BJU. So as a consultant, that's what I do. I offer services in aiding customers in the use of the curriculum, also helping them decide what works best for them, and also placing orders for them as well.
Got it. So you're more like a contract,
Yes.
Got it. Yes. Beautiful. That's really awesome. So where would they be able to find you? Where would they be able to connect with you, those parents who are using BJU, or the parents who maybe want to learn more about, you know, what you do and how you can support them through the curriculum and everything?
So I'm on most social media platforms. I have a web page. If you go to homeschoolhelp.com/Karabeth-Rotchin, which is kind of a funny spelling. I mean, my last name is kind of funny to spell. But I am also on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, you name it. I'm on all of those. So it's easy to find me.
How do you pronounce your last names? I've been like looking at it, like I'm like, is it Rotchin? Or
Rotchin, like rot and then
Rotchin. Yes. Oh my gosh. I thought the J was like a Nordic kind of way. Like, you know how they have Bjorn, B-J-O-R-N, Bjorn. I thought it was like Rotchin.
Got it. That would be cool.
What nationality is your last name?
German.
German. Ah, yes. Rotchen.
Rotchen. Yeah.
Rotchen. That's so fun. So talk to me more about like homeschooling. So how did you get into the whole homeschooling? Like, how did you get into this? How did you get into like focus with helping the homeschool community? How did you get involved with it and all that stuff?
So, well, do you want me to start from like the very beginning of my
sure.
journey? Okay. So personally, I was not interested in homeschooling. It was mm-hmm. not on my radar. It was not something that I thought I would ever do. I actually remember being in the store with my sister-in-law, and she was very set on when her children were of age that she was going to homeschool. And I just thought, how crazy. Like, I cannot imagine. Like, I don't even know what my life would look like if that were the case. I can't imagine my kids not growing up in a school around people all the time and all of these things, yada, 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 you know? And so we were actually shopping for my child's school supplies for her to go to kindergarten at the time. And so we signed her up for kindergarten, and going backwards a little bit, we signed her up for public kindergarten. We left registration and I felt sick to my stomach. I was like, this is so gross. I'm like, I don't know why I feel gross right now, but I just feel like I did something really wrong. It was really, really odd. I was like, I don't feel right about this. This is strange. And so I immediately was like, we need to see if we can find an alternative. I told my husband, I was like, we need to see maybe if we can get her into a Christian school or something. I was like, I don't know. It's just not sitting right with me. I was like, I'm not excited. I'm very sad. I don't feel good. And so we last minute got an interview at a Christian school, and I was really nervous about it because I didn't know if she would get in. I didn't know if there would even be another option because there aren't very many Christian schools in our area. And so I was like really upset at thinking that, you know, nothing might happen. And so what we did from there was that she did get in. And so she went to Christian school. She went to half day. And I was like, okay, well, at least it's only half day. You know, it won't be that big of a deal. Wrong. I was so wrong. I was so wrong. I was like, this is the most, like, I don't know a nice way to put it, but it was sucking the life out of all of us. It was quite literally. And so I came to a position where it was like, I felt like God was just stripping me away and just completely letting me just fall apart, down to the point that I was like, what else is there? I was like, I can't send her to public school. We can't. And then we got to a point where we can't afford to send her to Christian school anymore. And we can't afford for this to kill us every day, because it was, because of our lifestyle. And so I was like, I looked at my husband and I'm like, well, maybe we need to try homeschool. And I was like, it was begrudging too. It was like, I had a bad taste in my mouth. And I was like, I don't think I am qualified for this. I don't think I can do it. I think I am going to ruin my children. And it was terrible. But then moving on, our first year of homeschool was a disaster, to be quite honest. It was awful. And so I was like, God, do you really want us to keep homeschooling? And I told my husband too, I said, if we're going to keep homeschooling, we have to have another way. There has to be something that changes, because I can't do last year this year. I can't do all of that again. And so we moved on and chose video lessons. I was like, well, they do have this option. I was like, maybe this will work for us, because I felt like it was my problem. It wasn't necessarily my child, but it was our dynamic, the two of us together. And so we moved on to video lessons and everything changed. It was like light bulb. I mean, it was amazing. So that's kind of how we got into the homeschool world.
That's awesome. And that's how you found BJU Press?
So we started with BJU. And if we were talking about starting with BJU, I was thinking between two curriculums and like researching between the two. I'm not big on like eclectic homeschooling. I don't like pulling from different resources. It was too overwhelming to me. My brain is already like all over the place anyway. I was like, we need to streamline and choose one curriculum, and that's what we're going to use. And so between the two curriculums, I loved BJU so much more. My mother-in-law used it with her kids all the way through. And so that was huge for me. And I was like, well, my mother-in-law used it. Her children turned out great. And I was like, let's start.
I married one.
Yes. And I'm not one to give up easily either. And so even though the first year did not pan out, I was not looking at it like it was the curriculum's fault. I was looking at it like, we need to change up our method here. We need to do something different with it. Yeah. And that's the beauty of that curriculum, is that there are so many different ways that you can even just use one type of format. So like, even if you're doing parent-led, you can use it so many different ways. And of course, I didn't understand that my first year, and wish I had had guidance in that way. And I didn't know consultants existed back then either. So
right
here we are.
And that's how you started in the consulting, because you just wanted to like kind of give back.
Yeah. And so a few years into homeschooling, I decided that that's what I wanted to do, because I was like, there are probably so many moms out there that are just like me, that are going through what I went through. And I want to be able to speak to those experiences and help those moms, because it's a terrible place to be. It can be very depressing. It can feel very lonely. You can feel incredibly worthless. And that's where I was. I went down to the trenches when I was first homeschooling, because I didn't have anybody to, you know, help me through all of that. And so that's where I was. And I wanted to, it inspired me to want to help other moms.
It's really inspiring to hear that, you know, despite of what you went through, you persevered, and now you're on the other side, like kind of like Hacksaw Ridge, when the guy kept going back for one more. I got to go back for one more. I don't know if you saw the movie, but there's people like at the bottom of this hill or something. And he, in Hacksaw Ridge, he wouldn't use any type of armor, like a guns or anything, because he was a Christian guy and he was like, no, I'm not going to use it. And he himself went and would, if a guy was like injured, he would go out, he would grab him, bring him back to where they can get like taken care of. Then he would go back and get another one. And he kept doing that over and over. So he literally kept bringing one more through and bringing them to like health. So it kind of reminds me of that, where he's like, I'll go and get one more and I'll help her, and I'll get one more and I'll help them, and I'll get one more and I'll help them, because I went through such a hard time with what I did. It's just, it kind of reminded me of that. I was like, oh, it's like Hacksaw Ridge. She's just going for the one more, you know?
That's awesome. Yes. I feel that way too. And that's also another thing that pushed me to start creating content that was helping other moms, not just my customers, but people who were just out there and I didn't know they existed, but maybe, you know, they'd find me. And I pray over those things as well. I want God to bring people to me that need my help, that can relate to me, not just, you know, tons of people or whatever. Like, I enjoy the one-on-one. I am huge on that. I would always prefer to be speaking one-on-one with somebody and to truly, you know, build a relationship than to just speak to the masses on possibly deaf ears. So that was one thing that I was like, okay, I want to be able to push my content out there to be able to reach, you know, many other people than just the people who can find me through BJU Press homeschool curriculum. I want other people to understand that they're not alone either. Yeah. So that was huge.
So what are some things they'll find in your content when they find you?
So I share a plethora of things within homeschooling. I will share, you know, sometimes comparisons between public school and homeschooling, and not in a way, and, you know, most people can end up being offended no matter what you say, but I don't, my intention is never to offend or to hurt people. Yeah. But I do try to share controversial topics, sure, because I like to get people's wheels spinning. I want people to look at something and say, huh, like, I've never really looked at it that way, or, you know, that's not really something that was on my radar, but maybe I should think about that. So I do share controversial topics. I do try to share funny things, which I think are my favorite. Me and my kids, we love creating content together. So we try to find, you know, funny reels to make, you know, and we share, like, I'll share organizational tips. Sometimes I will just share like curriculum content, things like that. And I'm in my stories some too. So I'm just kind of all over the place when it comes to homeschooling, just whatever kind of on my heart and, you know, whatever I feel led to share, that's kind of where I go.
That's so cool. So as we're wrapping up, where can people find, you know, be able to connect with you for curriculum guidance, for your consultations and things like that? Yeah, and your social media as well.
Right. So, and on any of my social media platforms through my webpage, I have, you know, email, phone number, all of that is on there on my webpage. And then I'm also open to Messenger, WhatsApp, all of those things. People contact me from all different directions and I'm totally okay with it. I check all of my notifications every single day. So I get back to people pretty quickly. So any way that works best for you is what is going to work best for me. So whatever's going to be most convenient.
Sure. I'll put all of your links in the show notes so they'll be able to click on it and then, okay, and just be able to go. Can you give it like just really quick, like what it is though?
So the webpage is homeschoolhelp.com/Karabeth-Rotchin. And then we've got Instagram, which is going to be at C. Rotchin HWP. My Facebook is also C. Rotchin HWP, which is also has a longer name, like on the actual name. But if you go to facebook.com/C. Rotchin HWP, my TikTok is tiktok.com/@C. Rotchin. And my YouTube is youtube.com/Karabeth Homeschool Help. And then I do have Twitter page as well, but I'm not as active on there yet. twitter.com/C. Rotchin HWP.
Cool. So I'll definitely link up all those things. Do you have like a link tree?
I do. And that's in my bio and all in all of my social media pages.
That's perfect. That'll be the one that I'll use. So if you send that to me, I'll put it in your show notes and they'll have all of
Perfect.
your things there. That's so awesome.
Yay.
So, Caribeth, it's been awesome just chatting with you and getting to know you more and better. As we're ending the call now, like, what is one big takeaway you want to leave with families from our conversation today?
So I want them to know that they're capable and qualified to be homeschool moms. I want you to know that the academic side of homeschooling is just a resource away, and there's so much more to homeschooling than that. I truly don't want you to miss out on all that this lifestyle has to offer for you and your child just because you don't think you're qualified. Nothing qualifies you more than being mom to your child. Let the curriculum do the academic work and you be the nurturer you were created to be.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful. I love that. That is so true. I couldn't agree with you more. I don't have kids myself yet, but I know every time I think about it, I'm like, man, this is where you want to be. As hard as it even might be in the beginning, it at the end of the day, your kids are going to thank you. You're going to thank you. And your family is going to be just so much more tightly knit. Like, there's going to be a bond that's going to be created there that could never have been created if they're gone 40 hours, 40 plus hours a week away from you. So,
Yes,
any.
absolutely.
Well, Kara, it's been awesome having you. Thank you so much for coming on and just sharing all your wisdom and knowledge.
Absolutely. I was happy to be here. It's been so much fun talking with you.
If you love the conversations we're having here on the Homeschool Advantage podcast, follow or subscribe our podcast to stay in the loop and never miss this amazing content. And please highly consider taking a minute to leave a positive rating and review to help others like you discover this show. See you next time.